The third movement is a chirping presto, a fast movement, a bit stiff in its rhythms, but light and engaging nevertheless. Haydn Symphony No. 1, Movement 3. And that, my friends, is it. The symphony consists of but three movements, typical of the late Baroque sinfonie, those Italian opera overtures, and runs about 10.5 minutes in total length. It's a well-crafted, workmanlike piece, certainly no different or better than hundreds, perhaps thousands, of other works like it being composed at the time. If someone had suggested that Haydn would become one of the great composers based on this symphony or any of Haydn's other early works for that matter, that someone would have been institutionalized. So much for all great composers being snot-nosed child prodigies. Haydn remained with Count Morzin for 3 years until 1761, when financial reverses forced the Count, to his great sadness, to disband his orchestra. Haydn was not out of a job for long. Prince Paul Anton Esterházy. Hello, hello, that's the Hungarian Esterházys, only the richest family in all of Hungary. Prince Paul Anton Esterházy offered Haydn the job of vice conductor of music at his court at Eisenstadt. Haydn immediately accepted. This was the position, and this was the family that would help to make Haydn the great and influential composer he was soon to become. Haydn would remain in the Esterházy family's employ for 29 years. When he began his tenure with the Esterházys, Haydn was 29 years old and a composer with a local reputation. By the time he left, he would be the most famous and popular composer in all of Europe. Now, why did someone as rich and important as Prince Esterházy hire such a young, relatively untested composer? First, Haydn could write in all the prevailing musical styles with great taste and some originality. But more importantly, Haydn was ambitious, hardworking, eager to please, and easy to get along with. By the time he was hired by the Esterházys, it was also clear to anyone who took the trouble to notice that Haydn, despite being a late bloomer, was a composer of extraordinary potential. So Prince Paul Anton Esterházy's hiring of Joseph Haydn was both timely and prescient. Many, many years later, looking back at his years of struggle and self-education in Vienna, Haydn told his biographer, Albert Dias, quote, "Young people can learn from my example that something can come from nothing. What I am is all the result of the direst need," unquote. Overstatement? Perhaps. But please, we must be aware and we must contemplate the fact that Haydn's innate talents notwithstanding, more than anything else, it was his indomitable will, his emotional strength, his good humor, and his simple refusal to be deterred from his ambition to be a composer that ultimately made him a success. It's a lesson not just for young people, but one for all of us. When we return, Haydn with the Esterházys. Thank you.